This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي فَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Before I start, if you guys can close that door so the children that are attempting to murder each other, I don't hear them. Or if one of your parents is still here, you could still maybe save a life. Inshallah. Okay. I'm totally cool with kids. It's fine. So what I wanted to talk to you about today requires you to use a little bit of your imagination. So I'm going to ask you to imagine that you are living in ancient Egypt and you are one of the followers of Musa alayhi salam. And after many years of his return, you've heard now news that he was able to humiliate the Pharaoh inside of his own court. And later on, when the entire nation was gathered, you had front row seats and you saw a stick turn into a snake. And you saw his hand turn white. You saw the magicians fall into sajda and call on him as the messenger of Allah. And of course, you believed in him. And eventually, when the Pharaoh decided to execute Musa alayhi salam, then you saw that Allah sent all kinds of disasters to the nation of Egypt, and the only time that the disasters would be removed is when your messenger Musa alayhi salam would make dua. So you've seen some incredible things at his hand. And then finally he asks you and all of your family and all of your community to escape in the middle of the night. So you follow his orders and you run away with him into the desert, all the way to the water. And when you get to the edge of the water, there's nowhere else to run. And you see the army of the Pharaoh coming from behind, the dust is rising, and one of you says, "Inna la mudrakun," they're going to catch up to us. We're going to get caught. They're going to kill everyone. And your messenger Musa says to you, "Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdi." No, my master is with me. He will guide me. And Allah commands him to strike the stick onto the edge of the water, on the rock, and the water parts. And you were among the people that were going through the water. I mean, if you were in doubt about Musa alayhi salam up until now, all of those doubts are now removed. He has the direct connection with Allah, and Allah is with him, and Allah guides what he does. You get to the other side, and you're in the desert, and it's hot. The army of the Pharaoh, who no other army could defeat, Allah defeated. Allah got rid of them, the entire army of his. You saw that with your own eyes. The one who claimed to be God drowned, you saw that drowning with your own eyes. So you appreciate the power of dua and you appreciate the nobility and the status of your messenger Musa alayhi salam. You're in the desert. It's getting really hot. There's nowhere to turn. And with the dua of Musa alayhi salam, ظَلَّنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامُ, there's a cloud following you like an umbrella, so you don't get hot. And then food is descending, because there's no animals to hunt, there's no food to eat. Manna and salwa is coming down to you, food is descending to you. The only thing left now is drinking water, and you see your messenger strike a staff, and springs of water come out. Now 12 waterfalls are gushing out, springs are gushing out because there are 12 tribes of Egypt. Eventually Musa alayhi salam gets called to speak with Allah. So he leaves you and your people, and you're among them for 40 days. He goes away. And when he goes away, behind his back, some of you, your friends, start getting edgy, and you guys build a golden calf, and start doing worship of it. You change religions. You start worshiping this cow. You pick up some of the pagan practices that you had learned back in the Pharaoh's time, and you start doing them in front of him. And then when he comes back, he's extremely angry. He actually gets angry at his brother. What's his brother's name? Harun alayhi salam. He gets angry at his brother, grabs him by the head, and he says, "I couldn't control them. They just did this, and I don't know what got into them." And Allah gives him a command. And the command is, those of you that committed this crime of worshipping the calf, Allah commands that they get the death penalty. فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. They should all be executed. This is the command of Allah. And you, some of you, the guy next to you, turned to Musa alayhi salam and said, "لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَ اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً." We're not going to accept what Allah is saying until we see Him face to face. What do you mean, kill our own people? Until He tells us, He's going to tell you? No, He should tell us. And when that happened, فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ, an explosion happened and all of us died. All of you died. And then he raised you back from the dead so you could humble yourselves. So you would know your place. You don't talk like that. And so you've seen some amazing things happen, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And at the end of it all, I mean, I'm skipping some also. At the end of it all, a murder happens in your community. People find a dead body, he's been killed. Nobody knows who did the murder. So you go to Musa alayhi salam. Now imagine yourself, go to Musa alayhi salam. We need to know what happened here. Musa alayhi salam gets revelation from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. Allah has commanded that you should slaughter a cow. Allah has commanded that you should slaughter a cow. I'm coming and asking, you're coming and asking, we need to figure out who committed this murder. And Musa's answer is, I got you, Allah is telling you, slaughter a cow. And your response to Musa alayhi salam, at this point, if you can imagine, at this point, if I'm in that place, I would think back and say, well, if Allah can take this messenger and this staff can turn into a snake, and Allah can take this messenger and change the entire natural climate of a nation for years, if Allah can take this messenger and by His hand He can split water and make the desert a cool place and provide us food and shelter and make springs of water come out and give us death and then bring us back to life, if He says slaughter a cow, I think I should slaughter a cow. I'm pretty sure that's a good idea. Here's what they say. Or here's what imagine you say. Say, أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا? You take us for a joke? Are you kidding? We're serious here. There's a murder that happened. Basically, you have to appreciate أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا here as an expression, the equivalent of English would be, who do you think you're talking to? Are you serious? This is the attitude, the tone they took with Musa alayhi salam. I want to help you understand at this point that Musa alayhi salam isn't just an average personality. Musa alayhi salam, when he sees something wrong, he gets extremely upset. He gets angry. وَيَضِيقُ صَدْرِي His chest becomes tight, if you remember. And his tongue stops moving. When he saw wrongdoing happening, he threw a punch. When his journey with Khidr is mentioned in the Qur'an, لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. You're not going to be able to be patient. Stuff is going to happen, you're not going to be able to be patient. And before we found yesterday, we learned Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, إِنِّي عُثْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ. I am the one who has sought protection, sought refuge, I'm holding on to my Rabb and your Rabb from someone who has more power than I do, متكبر. لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب. Against the Pharaoh. Today the equation has been flipped. Now Musa alayhi salam, his temper is being tested not against someone who has more power over him, but someone who's actually under his authority. Sometimes the one who offends you and the one who hurts you is above you. And sometimes the one who offends you and hurts you is the one under you. And when he's under you, again, what does he say? A'udhu billah. Another dua of seeking protection and refuge from Allah. This time, not refuge from Allah or protection from Allah. I'm going to hold on to Allah against some tyrant outside. No, an akuna min al-jahileen. I am seeking Allah's protection this time that I might become someone who loses control over their emotions. Jahil in Arabic is the opposite of aqil. Aqil, aqala, they use in Arabic. Aqalat al-mar'atu sha'raha, when a woman ties the knot. Aqala means to tie something. The idea is when your thinking and your logical process are in your right mind, then you're able to control your speech. You're able to control your actions. But if you get upset, and if you get overly angry, then it doesn't matter how logical you were 10 minutes ago, you become someone else. The words that come out of you, the actions that take place are someone else. You essentially lose all control, which means you lose aql. And when you lose aql, you fall into jahl. Jahl means loss of control. You don't have control. لا تسيطر على مشاعرك. You have no control over your emotions, your feelings. He's asking Allah Azza wa Jal, what they just said, have you not seen enough? I didn't say I said slaughter a cow. I said Allah is telling you to slaughter a cow. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَّرَةً. I'm not even the one saying it. And he added the words, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, as if there's no doubt. It is not my instruction. It is Allah's instruction. And you're going to come up to me and say, now, instead of saying why, or you know, later on they asked which cow, what color cow, and all of that. But their first response was not what color cow, or how fat or how skinny, or how old or how young. Their first response was, are you kidding? Is that a joke? أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا? Do you take us for a joke? Are you mocking us? And at this point, just pause for a second. Let's stop the story of Musa alayhi salam. Let's think about ourselves. You know, I did my early schooling, some part of it in Saudi, a little bit of it in Pakistan. And you know, the American schooling system is very different from Pakistan in the East in general. In the East, if you're in a classroom, you're in fifth grade, you're in seventh grade, you're in eighth grade, whatever, and your teacher asks you a question, and some student says, "Are you kidding?" After that, there's going to be a janazah. I mean, you're over here, if a teacher hits a student, you know, they get like protective services called in, the teacher gets fired, there could be a lawsuit against the school, all kinds of stuff. In our countries, if a kid gets beat up at school, he goes home, the parents beat him up even more. And then they bring him back to school. You want me to show you how we're mad at him too? And you know, when you have authority over someone and they cross the line, then is a natural urge to put them in their place. Is a very strong, what did you just say? How did you just talk to me? Now Musa alayhi salam could make dua against them, but he doesn't need dua. He could just throw one punch. This could be over, right? And he knows the power he has over them. He knows the position he's in. He knows how obnoxious and how out of line they are. And at this moment, he doesn't need protection from anyone else. He needs protection from his own tendencies. There's explosive material inside. He wants to make sure it doesn't get lit up. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ This dua is very short phrases at the end of this ayah. قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ And I want you to just know that this dua is really important for us, especially when we're dealing with people under us. Your kids may be the case. Your employees may be the case. It may be that you're a head of an organization. There are volunteers working under you. It may be it's your younger sibling, your younger brother, your sister. It could be a spouse. So anybody who's under your authority and they're crossing a line that you never imagined they would cross after everything else. And at that point, you and I have to, you know, if we decide that we're going to let our temper loose, and there are some of us that are in charge of a household, there are some of us that are in charge of children, or in charge of, they're the elder brother, or whoever else, and anybody gets even a little bit out of line, and we put them in their place right away. And they're terrified of our temper. They're horrified by our temper, and we feel this is the only way they'll learn. Well, if this was the right way to learn, then this would have been the legacy of a prophet like Musa alayhi salam. But instead, he has a different approach. First of all, he recognizes that he can exercise that power. He can punish, he can discipline. And there's probably no messenger like that that can discipline, like Musa alayhi salam. But yet, he decides to hold himself back and control his temper. Why? Because when you exercise too much power, when you yell and scream all the time, when you punish all the time, you know what happens? Then the ones that you are punishing and yelling at and screaming, they become immune. It no longer affects them. Have you ever seen a kid whose parents are yelling at him all the time and they say, "Hey, I'm going to tell your dad, he's going to yell at you." I was like, "Yeah, so what else is new?" Well, it's like any given Sunday. What's up? Doesn't even make a difference, you know? So what happens is, in Urdu they say, "Dheet ho jata hai banda." Right? You just get used to it, and it doesn't even affect you anymore. They also say, "Sun sun ke sunni ho jata hai insan." Right? You heard it so much that you just, it doesn't even affect. It's you're numb to it now. And at that point, there's no point giving advice. They're not going to listen to you because you didn't show them mercy. And you didn't deal, as far out outrageous as they've become, that even then, you have to exercise some degree of constraint. And he actually goes along and answers their questions. And that's a separate part of the story. But this is the thing that I wanted to highlight. There are two kinds of seeking protection of Allah and holding on to Allah. You can lose your fear of Allah because you're afraid of someone else, like Fir'aun. That was yesterday. And you can lose your humility. You can lose your holding on to mercy and patience and dealing with ignorance with some degree of restraint. And in doing so, you start becoming someone who becomes a jabbar. You become someone who enforces or acts, you know, out of impulse, loses their temper. And so for any of us that have a temper problem, any of us that get extremely angry, any of us that become explosive, like we don't know how to hold it in. When you hear things that I just need to answer this person. I just need to say something. You know, some of you have, you know, Allah has given different people different level of breaks, you know. So there are some people among you, when somebody says something ignorant, you can ignore it. Whatever. As if you didn't even hear it. others among you, when someone says something ignorant, I have to answer them right now. They can't get away with that. If I'm quiet, they're going to think I didn't have an answer. I can't let them win. I have to have an answer. If you're of category number two, then you need this dua. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I'm seeking Allah's protection that I become from those who lose their temper. You know, because there are some people who love that they should see you angry. They love it. And when you start reacting and start saying, ah, how dare you, when you start trolling back, or you start writing back or screaming back, this is exactly the game they were playing with you. You think you answering them ended this? No, that's just started the game. Then they're going to say something even more offensive, and you're more agitated. And they say something more offensive, and you're more agitated. And you're like, oh, I need to answer them for good. There's no such thing. There is no such thing. They'll just keep reeling you along. You know, they said to Musa alayhi salam, do you take us for a joke? You know what the reality was? They took him for a joke. They wanted to make a mockery out of him. They would never take him seriously. You should understand that when you lose your temper, then people will make a mockery out of you. Then you will become, you'll be the one running around in circles, burning out, and people around you get to manipulate you like that. If we lose control over our emotions and our thoughts, then we become easily defeated, easily controlled. This is what Musa alayhi salam understands. This is not a battle, it's a war. And to win that war, you have to stay calm. You have to deal with some of these punches and some of these comments and not have to respond. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the strength and the willpower to be able to take advantage of this profound dua. This is ayah number 67 at the end of 67 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. That was the last dua for Musa alayhi salam, at least in this series. Surprise Prophet tomorrow, inshallah.